I can't believe I actually blanked when I was younger.
I can't believe I actually.
What did you do? What did you do that you just laughed at?
It's what did I not do? Actually, I can't believe I got as tattooed as I did when I was younger. I started getting tattooed when I was very, just unreasonably young.
How old?
I always say this story, and I always say I do not condone this. What camera do I need to look into?
That one right there.
I do not condone this, but I got my first tattoo when I was 14 years old, and that's just incredibly way too young. I had like a half sleeve by the time I was 15.
Oh, whoa. All right. Now you jumped out the window. One tat versus a half sleeve at 15.
It was a lot. I really hit the ground running. But like I said, tattoos have a very special place in my heart. Like the tattoo just... Tattoos in general, the self-expression, the industry, you know what I mean? Like, just the whole tattooing as a whole. I wanted to tattoo. I still want to tattoo.
I know, wait. And you said you studied under a tattoo artist, right? So did you end up doing some tats?
I did.
Really?
A couple people are walking around with some fucked up shit. But shout out to y'all. I've tattooed myself.
Oh my God! You know, because I'm about to be like, "Yo, can you give me a tattoo?" But I'm so glad you said that.
No, but to be fair, like I again probably shouldn't be saying this either. But I was very much like probably like freshly 18 tattooing these people.
Have you gotten better?
I feel like I won't say that I've gotten better. I've
all right. We could just go get a tattoo together.
I would say I just have to knock the rust off. I'll say that. There you go. I have tattoo equipment at my crib right now, though, for sure.
Do you really?
Yeah, for sure I do. Hey, y'all, it's Rosemarie, and my newest project called Rock, Paper, Scissors Recut is out now. What's up, Nyla? We need to talk.
What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of We Need to Talk. Today, I have a very special guest all the way from California. We got Rosemarie in the building. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Can we talk about the aesthetic? I'm loving the nails. I'm loving the hair.
Thank you.
Hair especially, actually. Two-tone. Is this a mullet?
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Thank you.
What inspired that?
I've wanted a mullet for so long.
It's fun.
It's just, I don't know. There's just something about it. Like, I feel like, so I grew up in, you know, I consider my three home bases to be L.A., Orlando, Florida, and New York.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's just like the Florida in me, but it's just something about mullets and camo that it just have a...
Now that's silly.
A hold on me for real. So I don't know. Yeah, it's very... But so anyway, so, you know, I'm on tour right now opening up for Erin Ray.
Yeah.
And I thought there's not a better time to debut a mullet than tour, you know?
Feel that.
So... Here I am with my mullet.
How has the tour life been treating you?
It's been great. It's been a lot of fun. I feel like I want to knock on wood because I feel like, generally speaking, it's been pretty smooth. Like, it's been pretty smooth sailing. We've had a good amount of sold out shows. That's been really fun. Erin is amazing. Watching him every night is incredibly inspiring. He's such an amazing artist, performer, person. So I feel like I keep saying, like, obviously had the opportunity come up to go on tour, I can't imagine. I would have been like, no, like, yeah. If it doesn't make sense. But it just, I think it's so much more special whenever you actually, can I cuss?
Yeah.
Whenever you actually fuck with the person, and I'm a true fan of his, you know what I mean? So it's just been a great experience. The crowds have been awesome. A learning experience in every city. Dealing with different sounds, different venues, different crowds.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a lot of fun.
Well, good alignment with who you're paired with, for sure. Yeah. But talk to me more about the learning experience. Is there any, like, cultural curve that you've encountered when it comes to actually performing?
That's a good question. I'm not sure if it's a curve. I feel like more so I think there's a lot of little things that happen with artists and with live performances, because it's like we can do sound checks, we can practice, we can rehearse.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, there's always going to be some sort of, like, not planned something.
Occurrence.
Yeah, exactly, that pops up. So, like, one city, I think it might have been, what was Seattle, like, the second performance?
Yeah.
Second performance of the tour, literally second show. It's so crazy, I'm performing, and my mic came unplugged. And I was just like, luckily it was in the part of a song where, like, the beat was riding, so okay. I had enough time to pick it up and plug it back in. But I was just like, wow, like, After that show, I was just like, wow, like
anything could happen.
Yeah, and I almost enjoyed it because it's like it's training my adaptability muscle to think quickly on the spot. You know what I mean? So it's like things like that that I've enjoyed. We've encountered some sound issues. You know what I mean? And
you know. I like that. I like that you said you actually enjoyed it because like. It's, I guess, a challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah. You never know. Live shows are very, very hard.
Yeah. There's a lot that goes into them. So I think, yeah, I've been really enjoying kind of like figuring all that stuff out. And it's one of those things where like you never know what you're going to do until you're in the situation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So just training that muscle has been a lot of fun.
So for those who aren't familiar with you, how long have you been singing? What is, like, your villain origin story where, like, this was the moment where you knew you were committed forever?
That's a funny way to put it. That's hilarious. So my go-to answer whenever I'm asked this question is I think I've been singing probably before I could talk. I come from, I know it sounds crazy, but I come from a very musical family. My mom sang, my dad was a DJ. I'm Dominican and Puerto Rican.
Fire.
So I feel like, thank you. I feel like those things are just so music heavy. You know what I mean?
That explains your three homes very well, actually. Dominican and Puerto Rican. Like,
it makes sense,
all the
right?
Big hubs, yeah.
I feel like the one that doesn't make sense is L.A., but and that's where I was born.
Low key.
Right? Yeah. But I sang growing up, and I would sing at family gatherings and family parties. And then the older I got, I feel like sort of like the magic started like dissipating and like the real world and like people's social constructs and expectations, and it's like, you, what are you gonna do with your life?
Yep.
And all that kind of stuff kind of started kicking in, and I never felt like being an artist was like a true like a possibility. You know, I feel like whenever I was growing up, superstars felt so disconnected from reality, and they felt so untouchable and so like ethereal and just magical and just so far away.
True.
Yeah, so yeah. I feel like I think I did away with that little by little, and I started trying to figure out what it was that I could settle into and see myself settling for the rest of my life. So, side story, I ended up going to school for professional baking and pastry. I apprenticed under a tattoo artist for a little while. Just a bunch of different stuff that I still have really big spots in my heart for. I still really love those things. And then at some point, it was like 2016, I had reached out to my cousin's friend who they went to Full Sail University together for audio engineering and music. And I'd reached out to him and I was just like, you're the only one I know who still works in a music space. Like, how can you help me try to kind of get back into music? And he was like, he sent me some beats. I wrote a song. He helped me record it. I uploaded it on SoundCloud. Simultaneously, I started uploading covers to Instagram. A couple of those went viral. And then that kind of, I think, started the beginning of the journey that I'm now on. If that makes sense.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, I love that. So, thanks. Shout out to that one friend.
John Russo. Shout out to John Russo. I would not. He was really like, because I'm telling you, first of all, the music industry is so incredibly hard. Yeah. Any creative industry is so hard. Yeah. So like he would literally be talking me off the ledge like every five business days. Like, no, but you need to post to Instagram. No, but you need to do at least 2 to 3 covers a week. No. And then he's like simultaneously producing for me, mixing for me.
Wow.
Helping me with
all
these.
I mean, that's kind of godsend right there.
No, literally, it was like we were like a two-man band for a really long time. And then I got connected with my family / independent label, Bird Vision. So shout out to Bird Vision and my Bird Vision family. And then started working with them. And then they came in and sort of just John ended up moving to Louisiana. Mm. And then they came in almost like a godsend and just continued to facilitate, you know, me growing and finding my sound and working on my music and just helping me with more resources and kind of just grew from there. And then I ended up signing with Interscope in 2020.
Man, that is a bomb ass story.
Thank you.
That
it's a very concise version. So,
oh, yeah.
But I'm trying to cover the main points.
Yeah, I can imagine. Okay,
thank you.
So
thank you so much.
Let's talk about, I'm going to backtrack to the Jonathan, you said his name is?
John Russo.
John. So he's telling you to post 3 reels, 3 covers a day.
Oh, my God.
Wait, what was the hesitation in that?
It's just, so I'm a single mom.
Okay.
I was working multiple jobs.
Oh, you were just busy.
So it was just like, and it's just, this industry is incredibly discouraging.
Oh, yeah. Like, every step of the way.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You're going to get kicked on your ass, door slammed, yelled no. Like, so it was just like, okay, what? Like, it almost seemed silly. Like, what the fuck does it matter about these covers and this shit and all this stuff? But the man knew what he was doing. I don't know. So, and I just tried, you know, to take heed to what he was saying. And
yeah,
I got really lucky. But like I said, yeah, shout out to him, because I feel like now the job is Ash's job. So he's talking me off the ledge. I won't say every 5 business days. I might go a few months now.
That's every, good.
At 14.
It's 14. Getting progressively better timeline-wise, you know?
It's still freaking hard. It's
you
hard.
Gotta have it's your tribe to crazy. Talk you off the ledge. We all have it.
Just some encouragement. Just, yeah, it's crazy, but yeah.
But, so, I mean, you put a lot in the music, too. So I know you have your tribe, but also you have your art.
Yeah.
So let's definitely talk about this project. And this is my intro project to you. But I like to say that artists have eras, like, with their projects. So what era would you call this for you?
That's exactly what this is. This mullet, everything's an era right now.
Okay.
What era am I in?
For this album,
I don't
want to
say. I don't want to say. Like, I feel like it's not villain. It's not soft girl. It's my my discovery era. You know, I think the way I put it recently is like, I think throughout this time, a lot of things have happened in between the creation of this project that I think has allowed me to shine a light on some deeper, darker parts of me that I hadn't before. And kind of help me grow through some of those things and change my perspective and approach things differently and approach my music making differently. And so I think discovery, experimental, healing.
Healing, okay.
I feel like I'm forever healing, though. I don't know. That era never seems to be over.
Man, we all are. Well, I would hope so, actually.
Right?
Actually, not enough of us are, but...
There
that's good. So why rock, paper, scissors?
I love this question. So I had a good chunk of this music made, and I sat down with my sister. Shout out to my sister, Adi. She's an amazing creative and somebody who I consult with regularly about my creative stuff. We sat down, and I'm always super, like, over-analytical, but also very intentional.
Which is not a Capricorn?
I'm a Leo.
Leo.
Oh, what's your birthday?
I'm July 25th.
Okay. Yeah. August 9th.
Oh, you're August Leo.
What was that? What was that?
I like Leos nonetheless. I'm gang.
Okay, baby. We still made it in there.
Yeah.
She said, oh, well, August. Well, damn.
No, August Leos are just true Leos.
Everybody says that.
To the core.
I feel like I must be an anomaly or something. Like, you thought I was, you didn't even think I was a Leo.
I didn't.
So am I really giving that? Like, I don't know.
Well, I didn't think you were Leo based off the last statement you said, because you said you're, like, really anal about your stuff.
Oh, that makes sense.
That's
okay.
Very, what sign does
I feel
it
like
say?
Virgo.
I was going to say Virgo, Capricorn or Virgo.
Yeah.
They're the most anal niggas I know that I work with.
That makes sense. So add Leo to that list.
Okay.
August Leo.
Yes.
But, so yeah, I'd sat down and kind of tried to figure out how I was going to package this project up. And something that would make sense. And so I knew that I wanted it to be like a 3-part something. So like past, present, future, some sort of 3-part something. And so my sister was like, oh, like I found something, but you're probably going to think it's stupid. Like da, 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 da. And I was just like, what do you mean? Like, say it. And then she was like, rock, paper, scissors. And I was like, that's it. Yes. Yes. Because, excuse me, whenever we sat down and we're talking about it, this music, I feel like, So basically, it's the cycles of a relationship broken down into three parts. And rock being like solid, foundational, to then moving into paper where it's a little bit more fragile, unstable. And then scissors where it would be like cutting. Yeah, exactly. You're cutting, making something new, cutting off, cutting from. You know what I mean? And I felt like that was a really cool way to kind of break that up. And it's also a game. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So...
Double entendre, yes!
You know, and then hence the, like, rock-leaning aesthetic, you know what I mean, for this era, rock, paper, scissors. So it's
fire!
Like, all these little things, they all mean something. So yeah, rock, paper, scissors.
Yo, that's actually super fucking dope.
Thank you.
I love that.
Thank you so much.
Dang, and honestly, it went over my head. I think that's why I'm really like, oh shit, that is what it is.
No, I love that. I love getting to explain it. So yeah. I feel like it's not very, like, what's the word I'm looking for?
It's not obvious.
Obvious.
Yeah, it's not
obvious, yeah.
But that's actually dope. Can we talk about the cover art as well?
Yeah, yeah. Please, let's talk about it.
How the hell did you shoot this? Who inspired this?
So, yeah, so I'm a very big, like, mood board girl. So
Pinterest?
Anytime, yes.
Yeah.
So anytime we... go to like shoot a visual, put something together. I'm submitting a mood board with like colors, aesthetics, examples, vibes, all of that.
Like that.
Thank you. So yeah, so I sat down to make this mood board for this sort of like cover art situation, and we had a couple different like examples, and then we had came across like a similar type of thing, and I was just like, man, like, it just really spoke to me in a way where it's like, and the fact that it's not gory is also intentional, right? Because if it was like my head laying on the floor
in
like a pot and like a pool of blood, I feel like it would have been different, right?
Yeah.
So I knew that I wanted something like striking, and I felt like I'm not a huge fan of text on images. Mm. And luckily we're in a day and age where it's like, if you see this image, most likely you're going to be able to find me. Hopefully.
Yeah.
So I knew I didn't want text on the image. I knew I wanted a striking image to where if somebody saw this, they would be intrigued by what is it? Is it like a clothing brand? Is it like a art thing? Is it like, you know what I mean? It just
jewelry.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So we shot the cover. Shout out to Kiana. We did it in studio, and then we had like a guy pull up a graphic. A graphic special effects guy.
Okay.
And he like literally was working on it at, so we got like a rough rendering by the end of the shoot that day.
Fire.
Yeah, yeah. So it was super cool. And so yeah, we had that idea, and then they helped me bring it to life. And sort of the story behind that is like, so rock, paper, scissors being like the phases of this relationship, and my head being disconnected from my body is almost like a metaphor of like disassociation, right? So I'm disassociating to get myself through these things.
Mm.
But that's like super like, again, not obvious.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, I mean, even like your facial expression, it really isn't, like, it's not sad. It's not like
melancholy.
Horrified. Yeah, you're kind of just there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, dealing with the stuffs and trying to figure everything out.
Are you dealing with the things you're talking about in real time as you produce the project?
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. Like, we were working on that music over a span of, like, what, a few years.
Mm.
A few years, yeah. So I feel like all those things, yeah. For sure, I would say some things are deeper in my past that I'm speaking from. Some things are from things that I've seen third person, but a lot of it, yeah, it was for sure stuff that I was going through.
How does it feel performing it? Do you have a favorite record to perform?
Ooh, I love this question. That's a really hard question, actually. There's a song on there called Breaking that's super special to me, and I think I keep using the word cathartic because it almost feels like an emotional release whenever I sing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just also like lyrically and content-wise, like it's very special to me, and very personal to me. not that the other songs aren't, but that song in particular, I've used music to like console myself and to like heal from things and to go through things. So whenever I sing that song specifically, I have like my body has a reaction to it, you know? Whereas opposed to, I feel like I can sing the other songs and I can perform and I can be present with that song. I get lost in that song.
It's a little different. Yeah.
Yeah. So that song and also Same Page is super, super like intimate and personal too. So yeah.
Ah. The later half of the project.
Yeah.
Gets super personal. Oh, yeah. Let's talk about these features, Roddy Ricch and Kaylin Ferro.
Yeah.
You kept it very LA. I see.
Ooh, that wasn't even on purpose.
I don't believe you.
You
came in with the flannel and everything. like,
the Chucks?
And the Chucks. And I was like, oh, she's so LA.
That's so funny. And it's so funny because whenever I'm there, everybody's always like, where are you from? Like, where were we at? Where were we? Was it D.C. or somewhere where somebody was like, you give me New York vibes.
And I'm
like,
what?
Literally everywhere I go is something else. Like, I'm just like a chameleon shapeshifter. I don't know. Like, but so Roddy is also on my independent label, Bird Vision. I've known him for a handful of years. And I've been really lucky enough to see him grow so much, you know, as a person, as an artist, and see him accomplish all these amazing things. So, yeah, we had made music a handful of years in the past and just kind of kept that tucked.
Okay.
So then it was just time, I guess, for us to see what it would sound like as our present versions of ourselves, you know, creatively and individually. And so I pulled up on him one night and he had set aside some records that he thought I might vibe with, and Is It Real was the first thing that he played out of that, like, sort of like bunch.
He was in his bag.
Oh my gosh, so deep, crazy, huge bag. Yeah. Mary Poppins, okay. And he played that, and I immediately had like this reaction to it where it just felt so, first of all, I was nervous. I was nervous because now he's like Roddy Ricch.
Man.
You know, Roddy Ricch. Like, he's, you know what I mean? Has accomplished so many amazing things. And I didn't know where we were going to meet each other creatively.
Yeah.
Where I feel like I was at and what I could accomplish and what I wanted to accomplish and where he was at. And so he played that, and it was literally like the best thing that I could have heard. Like, it was like, I think I said one time, like, the heavens opened up and like, angels started singing, because I was like, no way. No, this man is singing. He has background stacks and vocals. And I'm like, this is insane. So I was like, this is it. This has to be it, you know?
Yeah.
And then
definitely a different version of Roddy.
Yeah, it's so special. So special. I feel like people don't understand, like, the bounces to his creativity are like, I feel like he's shown the world like just a piece, you know what I mean?
Fire.
He's so creative, and his creative mind is so interesting and crazy, but in a good way.
Yeah.
But yeah, so then I started working on that verse and was intimidated. And I started, and I remember I was like, Ash was in the room, and they were nice enough to kind of set me in a separate area and so I could like kind of vibe and feel comfortable, because like I'm also like not huge with like working with tons of people, especially people who I'm not familiar with around me. Like, I feel like music is like my most vulnerable place, like the place where, you know, and to just feel that safety.
Yeah.
So we got set up in a different room, and I remember I must have been like two or four bars in, and I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, is this and Roddy comes in, and I tell him what I have, and I'm like, you know, what do you think? Like, is this like too poetic? Is it too abstract? And he was just like, literally do whatever you want, whatever comes natural to you. If you want to be poetic, be as poetic as you want to be. If you want to be abstract, be as abstract as you want to be.
Yes.
Yeah. So he very easily could have been like, oh, I think this vibe would be good, or I think this. He was literally like, do whatever feels natural to you and whatever feels good to you. And so I was just like, okay, thank you. You know? And then So I finished up the verse and then started on like vocal producing for all the backgrounds and stuff like that. That was probably one of my favorite parts of that record. I feel like I feel like I had a point to prove, like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I was like listening. I came across a video of like this engineer who like played a bunch of like isolated Beyonce background vocals, and she has like this crazy amount of stacks.
Oh, like stacked,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. So I was like, okay, let me get my baby Beyonce. Like I was really trying. I feel like I really grew in that with that song. So
I like that.
Something I'm super proud of.
Yeah, that's dope.
Thank you.
Hey man, everything, like, we're all inspired by different things.
For sure.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like that story.
Yeah, yeah. And then Kaylin, oh man, he was so gracious enough. I felt like we sent it out super last minute, this verse. We were just like, man, like, his name had came up and we had been wanting to work. And almost like, I don't want to say we kept missing each other, just it wasn't aligning, right? And then we ended up connecting the dots. Shout out to Story. Mm-hmm. Story put that play together. I was working on that song. Who I worked on that song with was Story, Ale, and Jamie. And we were talking about who do we think would sound, you know what I mean, dope on this. And then Kaylin's name had came up multiple times. And then we were just like, you know, yeah. And then Story was like, I could put it together. Like, I could reach out and see what happens at least. Da, 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 da. And so they got the record to him. He was in Atlanta or something, working on something. He made some time and put that verse together and got it back super quick. I'm so grateful. He's so dope. Then
fire.
After that, I got to meet up with him and have a face-to-face conversation with him and thank him. And he's just super dope. Such a great guy. Great energy. So, yeah, that's how that came about.
Good people.
Yeah, man.
Very LA. I really thought it was on purpose, but now I see it genuinely wasn't on purpose.
No. Yeah, literally, yeah. It was literally like the right person, right place, right time. Like everything fell together.
I feel like there's a lot of alignment with your paths.
I love that. Yeah. That's a great word, alignment.
That's what it seems like.
Come on now.
All right, so we're going to play a game called Questions That Need Answer.
Okay.
Dun, dun, dun. No.
I love games.
It's just fill in the blank.
Okay.
The older I get, the less I blank.
The older I get, the less... I can say whatever.
Yeah.
Like, literally, the less I got time for bullshit.
Mm.
Yeah.
Talk about it. I feel that. I can't believe I actually blanked when I was younger.
I can't believe I actually...
What did you do that you just laughed at?
It's what did I not do, actually? I can't believe I got as tattooed as I did when I was younger. I started getting tattooed when I was very, just unreasonably young.
How old?
I always say this story, and I always say I do not condone this. What camera do I need to look into?
That one right there.
I do not condone this, but I got my first tattoo when I was 14 years old. And that's just incredibly way too young.
I had
like a half sleeve by the time I was 15.
Oh, whoa. All right. Now you jumped out the window. One tat versus a half sleeve at 15.
It was
is
a lot.
Crazy.
I really hit the ground running. But like I said, tattoos have a very special place in my heart. Like the tattoo, just tattoos in general, the self-expression, the...
I love the self-expression.
You know, the industry, you know what I mean? Like, just the whole tattooing as a whole. I wanted to tattoo. I still want to tattoo.
I know, wait. And you said you studied under a tattoo artist, right? So did you end up doing some tats?
I did.
Really?
A couple people are walking around with some fucked up shit. But shout out to y'all. I've tattooed myself.
Oh,
like,
my it's God. Just... Oh, my God. You know, because I'm about to be like, yo, can you give me a tattoo? But I'm so glad you said that. Now
no,
I know.
No, but to be fair, like, I, again, probably shouldn't be saying this either, but I was very much, like, probably, like, freshly 18 tattooing these people.
Have you gotten better?
I feel like, I won't say that I've gotten better. I've,
All right. We can just go get a tattoo together.
There you go. I would say I just have to knock the rust off. I'll say that. There you go.
No.
I have tattoo equipment at my crib right now, though, for
do
sure.
You really?
I do. Yeah, yeah, for sure I do.
Is there a way you could practice without practicing on people?
Yeah, there's fake skin. I have fake
really?
Skin. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
They did have fake skin back then, but I was just like,
no, let me do it on real skin.
Yeah. Anyway,
but so you ended up getting more.
I have so many, and now I'm like trying to fix so much stuff.
I like them though. Thank well, you. I mean, I can't.
You, the
see
ones
all
that
them.
You can see. Thank you.
Oh,
it's a lot going on under I'm this working on under them. This jacket.
All right. Well, from the ones I can see, yeah, I think the aesthetic is
thank
is
you
justice. Okay, I'm a little embarrassed by the fact that I know so little about blank.
Ooh. I'm a little embarrassed by the fact that I know so little about. What do I know so little about? You know what I will say is like politics.
That's, yeah, me either.
Yeah, I feel like people really be like tapped into like house members and all type of that stuff. Like I be voting, don't get it twisted. I read up on that. But the inner workings of that, I feel like, is a whole different study in itself.
It's a game.
It's a whole thing. Yeah. So, yeah.
I tried, but then it...
It's a lot. Yeah. It's overwhelming.
It is.
So I will say in particular that. So I feel like I'm not like the most knowledgeable, but yeah. I feel like I have a good general understanding. But as far as like House, Senate,
how
members.
Many members.
Yeah, and, how many members, yeah. Like what the... Yeah, all that stuff is a lot of... Math.
I'm with you on that.
A lot of houses.
Sometimes I look back at my life and blank.
Sometimes I look back at my life and laugh. For sure. It's been a wild ride. I feel like everybody has a story and I'm literally no exception. It's been a crazy ride to get to where I'm at. I've seen a lot. I've been through a lot. But I'm so happy and grateful to be at the place that I'm at now where I can look at it and laugh.
I love that for you. I love that for you.
Thank you.
You would never believe me if I told you blank.
You would never believe me if I told you. You would never believe me if I told you.
You never had Thai food.
I've never had Thai food. There's so many foods I have not had. That's a good one.
Really? Yeah.
I've never had Thai food. I've never had Indian food. I've never had... what's another type of food that I feel like is popular? I'm very like...
West Indian food, maybe?
No.
Had that?
No. I haven't.
Oh, you haven't had that?
No.
Okay.
I'm Dominican and Puerto Rican, and I feel like I stick to my, like... I don't know why, but every time I try to branch out, it just... So I feel like I have to, when I do it alone, I need people to put me on. Like, yeah, you have to get this from here. And it's, you know what I mean? It's a, yeah.
That's important, actually.
Right?
You definitely like, need somebody to put
cause
you
me
on.
Because me just shooting in the dark, it's like, I miss every time.
Yeah.
I miss.
Understood.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. That's a fair one. Because when I moved here from Maryland, every, like, jerk chicken was new to me. I'm like, jerk chicken?
Okay.
Yeah, that was. I'm used to fried chicken, barbecue chicken, buffalo chicken.
Okay.
Yeah. Then I learned like plantains. Hell, even Dominicans make their, what is it? They put something in the rice. Olives?
They do.
Right?
Sometimes.
Is it olives in the rice? I was like, what the fuck? This is crazy. But anyway, yeah.
You know, they be trying to put olives in everything for real. Like.
You don't like olives?
No, I mean, I like the... Whenever I cook, I do use it for the flavor, but I just...
Limit, right?
No, I put it to the side.
Oh, flavor and then to take them out.
Yeah, take them out. Mm-hmm.
Smart, actually.
Yeah. I still like the flavor, though.
The last one is, my personality trait is blank.
My personality trait is... I don't want to say real. I feel like that's so, like, basic.
Stop. What's her personality trait?
Me? What's your personality?
Yeah.
He about to say some bullshit. Don't embarrass me right now, please.
Her personality trait is nurturing.
Ooh, that's great.
But that's such a nice one. I wasn't prepared. That's okay, great. I'll take it. I love that.
If she cares about you, she takes care of you.
That's fire. I love that, too. You was all nervous. He came
I'm
in
like,
with a solid one.
Please don't do this to me right now. Not here. No, I love that. That's a, okay.
Nurturing.
I love that.
Yeah, that's super dope. That's a good one.
Okay. Yeah, nurturing.
Well, rock, paper, scissors out now. I know you're still on tour, but what else can we expect from you this year?
Yeah, so I have a fully Spanish project locked and loaded for release for later this year that I'm so super excited about. I cannot wait.
Tough.
Like, I've been just dying to to put this out. It's been so much fun making it. I worked with such talented people. It's going to be a new era for sure.
I love that. Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm excited for you. Is that, like, summertime? Is it giving summer?
Maybe we'll have something out by summer. For sure, the whole project will be out by the end of the year.
Fire.
For sure. But slowly, we're going to start little tidbits very soon. Start that rollout very soon.
I love that.
Thank you so much.
Looking forward to that. I feel like more artists should... If you can do it, why not?
Right.
Yeah.
For sure. It's definitely... And it's interesting because I feel like it's almost like a thing to do it now. For me, it was like very much like always been a part of my plan. Like, I just felt like I needed to get one thing and like
going.
A good standing before I can like try to venture off and do this.
I like it because it teaches me. Like, I learn other cultures.
I love
through
that.
Music. Yeah.
Yeah. I was saying that. Music in general, I feel like, is like a universal language. I was just speaking with somebody recently and they're like, I can understand what Bad Bunny is saying, but it's a vibe. And I'm like, I love that.
Yeah.
Good vibes.
Yeah, for
you
real.
Just know it. You just you,
exactly.
You feel it.
Yeah, you feel it. Music is more feeling based than anything.
For sure.
But
thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, of course.
You're so wonderful. I've enjoyed my time.
Thank you. Thank you for coming.
Yeah.
Shout out your gram, let everybody know where they can follow you.
So again, my name is Rose Marie. You can find me at Lil X Rosie, LilXRosie. I'm working on it. It's a thing. It's been my Instagram literally since like 2013. It's tired, but Rose Marie on any streaming platforms. And I heard that whenever you Google me, a bunch of old white ladies pop up first,
oh,
so you
Lord.
Might have to scroll a little bit.
Oh, Lord. All right. Not the old white ladies.
It's okay. I'm taking Speedy's line, and it just means I got to work harder. It just means I got to work harder.
Felt that. All right. Until next time, guys. Peace.